And finally, domination by the permanent war economy of our entire civilization is behind the structural imposition of a fossil fuel nuclear civilization. That is, we are imprisoned inside the fossil fuel nuclear civilization. And this, the dangers of this are now being brought home to us. There was a report, an article, which I would commend to all of us, which appeared in the January issue this year of Nature magazine, showing that up to one-third of all species may be extinct by the year 2050 because of climate change brought about by global warming, brought about by the fossil fuel nuclear civilization. And more than that, there are other reports which indicate that paradoxical ice age may occur within the next less than 20 years because of the breakdown of the great ocean currents due to global warming, such that there was a, quote, Pentagon report issued within the last 15 days, which said, well, by 2020, we're going to have large-scale famines in Africa, Asia, India, and we're going to have the need for more war. So you can see how that's how the permanent warfare state is using these scientific possibilities and facts that we must use to prepare for a different type of world, and that we can use to prepare for a different kind of world. So given that analysis, normally I just talked about the weaponization of space, but I'd like to present three different community-based, globally transforming strategies that we can begin to look at. And overarching all of this, what came out of our workshop today as the antidote to deep integration or deep assimilation can be encapsulated in one word: democracy. Deep democracy. That is the antidote to deep integration. And if you look at all of the ideologues, all the professors, I think it's Professor Leo Strauss, if my memory serves me correctly, even Hayek in the Constitution of Liberty, who I thought was not, but even the ideologues, what is essentially fueling, if you get down to the bottom, what is essentially fueling the neoliberal or the ultra-conservative, you know, whatever that particular label is, or the deep integration, or this latest invasion, attempted invasion of the last 300 years, is an attack on democracy. They do not believe this ideology, and it is an ideology, does not believe in the inalienable rights that we have developed over thousands of years. And in our constitution, in our constitutional rights. And so the first antidote or the first strategy is to reinforce our commitment to community-based participatory democracy in all of its forms. And that is actually a global movement. If you look at what's going on in Venezuela, if you look at what's going on in Brazil, even some say that's what just happened in Haiti. That was a preemptive strike to try and set up this stage for other preemptive strikes down in Venezuela and in Brazil and other countries that are beginning to develop democratic forms. So, what are these community-based transforming strategies? The first, very simply, is the Space Preservation Treaty, and Maud, I think I gave you a copy. It's a 3-page document that has been vetted in many different communities, from lunar scientists to, as you will learn, it's been supported and approved by the city councils of 5 cities, including Vancouver, here in the lower mainland. And what the Space Preservation Treaty does is it prevents the weaponization of space. It stops the war game. It stops the permanent war economy from invading space, which it's trying to do now on a stealth basis. Stealth is a big component of this agenda. And so when George Bush abrogated the anti-ballistic missile treaty, he did so in a cell phone call to Vladimir Putin, the president of Russia, as he was emerging from his limousine in Athens, Greece, in the same way as you would terminate a 6-month lease. There was a 6-month termination clause. So there's that kind of cultural stealth that is occurring. That's just a small story. A second story. Are you surprised that all of a sudden you have this 1,000-pound gorilla on your back called U.S. National Missile Defense? Where did that come from? Was that a mysterious motion that suddenly appeared in the Canadian House of Commons on June 3rd, 2003? No. What happened was that on December 17, 2002, George W. Bush signed an executive order, which is up on the White House website, which directed the Department of Defense to go forth around the world and to enroll all friendly allies in to start signing contracts on and signing up for national missile defense and to go out on a marketing jaunt. And that's what Bush did on December 17, 2002. And so what happened is that the Department of Defense went to United Kingdom, Australia, Japan, and they came to Canada, and they went through the back door, and they, you know, through the U.S. ambassador and through their friendly Department of Defense to Ministry of Defense contacts and a little elbow in the ribs to Bill Graham, and suddenly there was an alliance motion on the floor of the House of Commons on June 3rd, 2003, and everybody was saying, but we have to save NORAD if we don't do this. And what was it? It all came from an executive order by President George W. Bush having to do with the marketing of contracts. In other words, yes, it is total spectrum dominance, which is one of the strategic imperatives of the Bush administration's military machine. Well, what the Space Preservation Treaty does is very simple. It's a 3-page document. It bans 2 minutes. Oh my God. It bans the weaponization of space. The second strategy is to enroll all levels of the Canadian government in targeted legislative measures countering the proposed deep integration with a permanent warfare state. These are getting back into the city councils, the assemblies of First Nations, the provincial legislative assemblies, and the federal parliament. We took the Space Preservation Treaty to the Assembly of First Nations. They got on board. The chiefs got on board. Why? Because there's a 10,000-year tradition there to save outer space. We need to bring back the Bank of Canada. We need to break with the Federal Reserve System. in the United States, which is a privately owned bank. We need to come forth with our own democratically formulated economic agenda. Finally, we need a 100-year sustainable Gaia plan. Canada, in this new era of climate change, in which there may be tremendous disruption over the next 20 to 50 years because of this climate change, Canada may be a strategic nation, a supplier of food, of new energy technology. We can be a source of stability in this new world. We can develop new community-based participatory models of democracy. Things such as proportional representation. We need to take back our social fabric using those very tools that the neoliberals who are spent, their ideological spent, attempted to take from us. Thank you very much for your attention.